America Extension Almanac.
There are several factors to consider when it comes to small grains for forage. Nebraska Extension Specialist Darren Redfern says using small grains as fall or spring forage depends on production potential, weather conditions, and which season yields production of the grains. He says the farmer has several options.
Given the shortage of forage we have, both hay as also graze forages, and I do think that's going to open up a lot of opportunities to think a little bit about some of the things that we've known in the past, but we normally don't do because of the availability of other forages. Effectively looking at fall forage production, and the reason I bring that up first is because across much of the state, it's getting time to go ahead and thinking about options to plan our forages. We're looking to what I would call maximize fall forage production. You know, that's the old standby oats is traditionally done a very good job of producing fall forage. Again, if we can get some adequate precipitation and also fertility with that, we can likely produce up around 2.5 tons an acre. Pretty well across the average across the state. I do think there are some areas where it can produce more. Also, don't forget about the spring triticale and or spring barley. Sometimes those tend to be a few cents cheaper than the oats. Generally, what we see on the fall forage is regardless of which species you use, quality is going to be pretty much the same across the board because many of these, the three we mentioned, generally don't ever reach reproductive maturity, so the quality remains very high. If we're looking only at a spring production, I think the old standbys there of cereal rye is always at the top of the list. But we also shouldn't forget about winter triticale and or winter barley. The issues with the winter triticale and winter barley is sometimes winter triticale doesn't survive a severe winter. And oftentimes, winter barley doesn't. So there's some risk with including those. If you're looking at a combination of fall and spring production, which I think some producers have started to look at that a little bit. And you know, again, we're getting to the mixtures, but I'm a simple guy, so I deal with simple mixtures. I think the best example we've got of something like that would be including a mixture of oat and cereal rye. The oat would give us fall production. The cereal rye would give us a little bit. The oats would winter kill, and then the cereal rye then will kick off in the spring. So those are kind of what we're looking at. Are you interested in only fall production, interested in mainly spring production, or do you try to want to provide a combination of both fall and spring? And I do think we've got a pretty good handle on what to expect from some of those different types of forages. Certainly, if you start to move into September, you need to start thinking a little bit more about some of the winter small grains at that point. I think once you get to October 1st, winter small grains is about the only option. You're not going to get virtually any fall growth from the spring forages after October 1st. And that October 1st date's kind of critical. You also won't get much growth of fall forages that you planted August 15th after October 1st. That's when the day length starts to shorten up quite a bit. Temperatures start to drop. And then, likely in some areas of the state, we're within probably 2 or 3 weeks of having our first killing frost.
Today's program was a portion taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.